It's time for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com. I'm your host, Donald Feltham. And a couple of weeks ago, we did part one of our 2016-2017 season wrap-up, where we listened to the cast recordings we had gotten so far from the brand new musicals and musical revivals from this past season. Well, we are now up to part two because there have now been six more cast recordings that have come out, all of them for new musicals or sort of new musicals. So we're going to listen to those now. We still have two shows which we have not received cast recordings for, and those are the revival of Sunday in the Park with George and the brand new musical Bandstand, both of which are coming soon. But I figured we might as well go ahead and play these six cast recordings since the Tony Awards are coming up in about a week. So we are going to start off with a show that is based on part of Tolstoy's novel War and Peace. Of course, it is Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. It has book music, lyrics, and orchestrations by the very talented Dave Molloy. Now, the show has had several iterations. It actually appeared off Broadway a few years ago and moved into the Broadway district into a big tent because but the whole concept of the show is that you're in sort of a big Russian nightclub, watching the actors portray or tell the story of Natasha and Pierre, which is a section, as I said, of War and Peace. And there was a lot of doubts as to whether or not the show would ever be able to make it as, in terms of transferring to Broadway because of the whole concept of this immersive nightclub experience. How do you do that in a standard Broadway theater with a proscenium stage? Well, interestingly enough, they solved that problem. They took over the Imperial Theater. They redesigned the entire, they tore out seats and they made catwalks through ramps and catwalks throughout the entire theater and have people, audience members sitting all over the place on the stage and in boxes. And it's quite an amazing feat of what they've done. The show has proven to be a very big success, partly due to the fact that in terms of making the move to Broadway, they cast a very famous international recording artist, Josh Groban, making his Broadway debut as Pierre. So we are going to listen to the brand new, there was actually an off-Broadway cast recording of Natasha and Pierre, but there is now a brand new Broadway cast recording featuring Josh Groban and Denis Benton, both of whom are Tony nominees for actor and actress in a musical. So here are four selections from the cast recording. We're going to hear Josh Groban singing Pierre. Then Denis Benton will sing No One Else, followed by Amber Gray doing Charming, and Britton Ashford singing Sonia Alone here on the Broadway Radio Show.
It's dawned on me suddenly, and for no obvious reason, that I can't go on living as I am. The zest of life has vanished, only the skeleton remains unexpectedly vile. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I drink too much. Right now, my friend fights and bleeds, and I sit at home and read hours at a time, hours at my screen. Anything, anything, abandoned to distraction, in order to forget we waste our lives drowning in wine. I never thought that I'd end up like this. I used to be better, and the women, they all pity me, 'cause I'm married but not in love, frozen at the center.
Il est charmant, il a pas de sexe, he's
a ringing in my head. There's a sickness in the world, and everyone knows, but pretends that they don't see. Oh, I'll sort it out later, but later never comes. And how many men before, good Russian men, believing in goodness and truth, entered that door with all their teeth and hair, and left it toothless and bald. You empty and stupid, contented fellows, satisfied with your place.
You and I sitting in the drawing room, and I simply forgot.
Oh, my enchantress, oh, you beautiful thing, charming, charming. Oh, this is really beyond anything. These dresses suit you. This one, metallic gauze, straight from Paris. Anything suits you, my charmer. Oh, how she blushes, how she blushes, my pretty. She blushes, how she blushes, my pretty Chavante, Chavante. You are such a lovely thing, oh, where have you been? It's such a shame to bury pearls in the country, Chavante, Chavante, charming. Now if you have a dress, you must wear it out. How can you live in Moscow? But he didn't eat a thing, 'cause he was thinking about you. He kept sighing about you. Oh, how she blushes, how she blushes, my pretty. Oh, how she blushes, how she blushes, my pretty Chavante, Chavante. You are such a lovely thing, oh, where have you been? It's such a shame.
Heart. I know you. because I miss you, my friend.
Our next brand new Broadway cast recording is for a show that's not quite a brand new musical. It is Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, based, of course, on the film of the same name, which starred Bing Crosby. And it's the musical, the movie musical that actually introduced the song White Christmas, which is kind of why it's famous. And this was a production put together on Broadway by the Roundabout Theater Company. It had tried out of town and gotten some pretty decent reviews, and so Roundabout included it in their season this past season. Had a terrific cast with Bryce Pinkham, Laura Lee Geyer, Megan Lawrence, Megan Sikora, and Corbin Blue. And it, of course, uses songs from the movie Holiday Inn, as well as other Irving Berlin songs that have been interpolated into the score. It's a brand new recording. It's a terrific cast recording. If you love Irving Berlin, it's definitely a must-have. The show was nominated for a Tony Award for its choreography, which is, as if you watched, there was actually a live streaming event on Broadway HD of the show, which was quite fun to watch. So here from the brand new Broadway cast recording of Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, we're going to hear Bryce Pinkham in the cast with Blue Skies. Then Laura Lee Geyer will sing Nothing More to Say. Megan Lawrence in the cast will do Shaking the Blues Away. And we'll close with Bryce Pinkham, Laura Lee Geyer, and Corbin Blue singing Be Careful, It's My Heart, all from Holiday Inn.
I really think that Broadway is just a false alarm. It's just a great big Broadway compared to a farm. A lot of folks may like it, but I could not agree. It may be good enough for them, but not for me.
What could be better than Broadway?
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. How would you all like to make a contribution to the Fresh Air Fund? All you have to do is help me move to Midville, Connecticut.
Good days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies.
Nothing but blue skies.
I should care if the wind blows east or west. I should fret if the worst looks like the best. I should mind if they say it can't be true. I should smile. That's exactly what I'll do.
Suddenly you fall.
find you should be on your way. Funny how you long for some excuse to remain a while, but it's no use. The conversation ends and you've nothing more to say. Funny when you're left without a thought on your mind. Funny when you search for words you never can find. Gone are the pretty speeches that you planned for your lucky day. Funny when you're left with nothing more.
She's shaking too! like. Oh,
Valentine, sweetheart of mine, it's more than a Valentine. Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that quickly burn. It's not the book I lent you that you never return.
Remember, it's my heart. The heart wings willingly I part.
It's yours to take, to keep or break. Please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
Our next new musical from this past season, which we have a cast recording for, is Amelie, based on the quirky, charming, small French film about a young lady named Amelie who's had kind of an interesting upbringing, but who just kind of likes to observe the world around her and do good things for other people without really doing good things for herself. The movie was a very big success, both in Europe and here in the United States. And the team behind Amelie thought that it would make a really interesting musical. The show tried out up at Berkeley Rep last year, and then it moved to the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles last December, where it got pretty good reviews in both places. Philippa Sue, who of course became famous as starring in Hamilton, played Amelie on Broadway. And unfortunately, the show proved to be a little too charming and quirky and small for Broadway audiences, and unfortunately, Amelie only closed after 56 performances, which is unfortunate, because it's actually a cute show, and it probably will have a very long life and successful life in regional theaters. But thankfully, we do have a cast recording that was put out with a score by Nathan Tyson and Daniel Massey. We're going to hear four selections right now. We're going to hear Philippa Sue singing Times Are Hard for Dreamers. Then Adam Chandler Barrett will sing When the Booth Goes Bright, followed by Savvy Crawford as young Amelie, singing a duet with older Amelie, Philippa Sue, with a song called Halfway. Then we'll hear Philippa Sue and Adam Chandler Barrett singing Where Do We Go From Here, all on the Broadway Radio Show.
They say times are hard for dreamers, but they won't be hard for me. I've saved up everything I know to take that step beyond the lawn, keep walking till I see the station and then see it go.
city's waking up for me. A sign says an apartment vacant on the second floor, and suddenly I hold a key. I turn a lock, the rooms appear, and all it takes is one more step.
To find you, every photo of every face is a time and place that you leave behind. There's the girl you were, there's your trip abroad, there's your father's smile, there's the face of God, there is everything that you were and you still want to be. What do you see? When the booth goes bright, there's a girl from the factory, and she's on your knee, though you've known her a week, and you're both so shy, but she makes you laugh in that photograph when she kisses your cheek. There's when she said yes, there's the next 10 years, there's the loneliness when she disappears, there's the face that you still remember, though no longer. Where do you go? What happens when the booth goes bright? Where do you go when you're out of? What's the use in trying to hide or tearing yourself in two when you leave yourself behind? Every piece becomes another clue. Pull the curtain tight and adjust the seat. Lean into the light. Don't forget to breathe. And if someday your travels should bring you to me, I'll see what you see.
little boat, big ocean. I'm a girl with a copper spyglass who prays that today she will spot her shore. All at once a lighthouse, all at once through the copper spyglass a light telling me to lean in on the oar. I start to row, but before I can get anywhere from point A to point B, I am at that kitchen table where I'll always be at sea. Take half of half and half of that, no matter where I roam.
Little boat, big ocean.
Little boat, big ocean.
With always half the way to go.
Thank you.
the team behind Grey Gardens is back on Broadway, this time with War Paint, the story of Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden and their feud. The show, the score is by, of course, Scott Frankel and Michael Corey. It's directed by Michael Greif with a book by Doug Wright. And it stars Patti LuPone, two-time Tony winner, and Christine Ebersole, also a two-time Tony winner, along with John Dossett and Douglas Sills. It's a terrific score. The show has gotten pretty decent reviews. It unfortunately did not get a Best Musical Tony nomination, nor did it get one for its book or its score, but I think the score is actually really good because I'm a big fan of Frankel and Corey's work. But it did get Tony nominations for both Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole, as well as for its costume and set design. So from War Paint, let's hear four selections right now. We're going to hear Patti LuPone singing Back on Top. Then John Dossett and Douglas Sills will sing Step On Out, followed by Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone singing If I'd Been a Man. And Patti LuPone will conclude with her big 11 o'clock number, Forever Young, from War Paint.
It's so wonderful to be back in Manhattan. The daily press is here to meet my boat. There simply are no words and you may quote. America, your wait is through. At this, my New York debut. I cannot wait to reinstate myself back on top.
Why, it's wicked. Your new salon right down the street from Elizabeth.
We don't speak that name. That name is verboten.
From the American Beauty Rose.
You know what every garden needs, Harry? A little wandering Jew. The sad fact is that Europe's gone insane. To add to this, I have such family strain. My sons don't call, my husband cheats. Now they can't pay their own receipts. I'm back on top. Up high in Bauhaus Lettering am I. So more than you could die. The stainless steel, sleek decor, ratarazzo on the floor, top to bottom flower I'll supply. Right? A lucky thing before the Wall Street crash. Told me take the cash, so I sold out, made a mink, but I like more my name in print right back on top. The scam I chart from a hairline down to chain. Find out which group you're in, the normal try and oily zone, break it right. Beauty science, like it's never been. The pace of progress overtakes the past. The constant change of life comes first and first.
Come on a regular basis.
And speaking of your change of life, your men won't seek a younger wife. With epidermal farming come, your timeless youth will dazzle. I'm on for now, I'll stand in line. I'm not. You see, Rubinstein is back. On.
She's back.
I'm back. On. Right?
Joke's a joke.
Working late, Mr. Arden.
For Christ's sake!
This just ain't my day.
Sorry, Nancy. Ladies, it's after 5. Who's up for a cocktail?
Step on out.
take Manhattan. When a tomcat goes tomcatting, think it ain't when I repaint the town. Step on out with the spender, gonna pull an all-night bender. Stay up late until we close the last bartender down. Wanna mingle with the fast crowd? Quick flings, good times, no strings. Wedded bliss, what baloney, man ain't made for matrimony. Ta-ta-tas, tough luck, mama, I'm a louse, no doubt. But when you step on me, old lady, I step on out.
I took only what belongs to me. My cloisonné inkwell, my Tiffany paperweight, oh, and my self-respect.
Like a son I treat you. This is how you repay me, a knife in the heart.
If you need me, try the red door.
Oh, Harry, you would never. You mustn't. Harry! Harry!
Step on out. Time for highballs. Taking crap up to my eyeballs. Seize the day before the night is through. Step on out. Wave a fiver, hail a cab and tell the driver, up to Harlem's Cotton Club and make it snappy too. Wanna linger where the wine flows?
Lights blaze,
Satchmo's horse blaze. She's the boss, no one needs me, so I bite the hand that feeds me. Call me Cat. Call me callow, shallow, gallop. But when you step on me, old lady, I step on out. Why so soon? Come on, girly.
Too late now to get home early.
Give me a restorative. Miss Arden doesn't give.
Behave.
Sick of living where the hope dies. Hearts ache. Love lies, balls break. Win me one for the giver. I'm too blind to find my zipper.
I think it's best if you take a room at the Waldorf. My lawyer will contact you tomorrow.
Slap my face, black my blue eye. Do I give a damn? At least I never sold you out. No, ma'am. My life belongs to me. A low-down, stinking lie. The man you hoped I'd be. So sorry, he just stepped
away and rewind my life somehow. Who would I be now if I'd been a man? nothing to lose, no role to choose, because a man on the move doesn't need to prove his worth, knows his place from birth, since the womb.
Portraits, they trap me in amber. They will not age. They will live forever. My Dali dear, that man's a realist. He made me beautiful, forever beautiful.
my eyes like gems. Notice, please, each tiny lash. Would you believe he painted with his own mustache? Raoul Dufy, a brilliant colorist. He made me beautiful, forever beautiful. A few deft strokes, poppy red and iris blue. In my small way, I do know something of this too. Made women glorious, made women glamorous. Used all my art to halt the march of time. I slowed it down a bit, there is no stopping it. But in a painting, it is always your prime, right? Tama di Lempicka, she was bisexual. You see her love for me, well, it's subtextual. My lifelong fight is to keep my figure trim, but now I eat, cause Giacometti keeps me slim.
7 guest rooms. When was the last time she even had a visitor?
She's old and scared.
Wouldn't you be?
Good. Go then, you money man. I read your beady eyes. Vain old lady, all alone in bed until she dies. I admit I am a little bit afraid to meet death, but with my brilliant eye for art, when I depart, I'll cheat death with my Picasso, his early cubist years. I post no clothes with him, thank God who knows with him. He says your ears are like elephant in size. I say from you, well, who can tell from ears or eyes? When I was girl of 8, my papa sneered at me. A plainer face he'd never seen before. I said to hell with fate, I'll mold my destiny. Packed my satchel and walked right out the door. From discontented life, without a cent I was. Became a name the world could not ignore. I reinvent my life as every artist does. I had nothing, I knew nothing. I only know there must be something more. So much more. Look at them all. If death should come for me, they bar the door on him. The flesh may fade, canvas lives immortally. And there I'll hang from all through all eternity. Who gives a damn? No children visit me. These are my progeny, each an exquisite me. Who says I'm old? I look at my life so far, and I am beautiful, and I feel beautiful, forever beautiful. When you feel beautiful,
our next brand new musical from this past Broadway season, the 2016-2017 season, comes from London, and it's based on the Roald Dahl story, the book called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which of course was made into a very popular film back in the 70s starring Gene Wilder, in which it was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Then Johnny Depp starred in a more recent version, which was also a big success, called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Now, it was kind of interesting because the show opened, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Go over in London. Big, huge production, using, I think, only 1 or 2 songs from the movie, which were written by Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley, with new songs by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, the team behind Hairspray and Catch Me If You Can. And it got mixed reviews, but it still ran like 3 or 4 years over in London and did pretty decent business. And there was always talk as to whether or not it would transfer to Broadway. They finally made the decision to make the leap, but at the time when they did it, they basically kept Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, but they got rid of the director and instead brought in Jack O'Brien, who had worked with the same team on Hairspray, to kind of rethink the show for American audiences and for the Broadway scene. They redesigned the entire show where in London it had been kind of over the top and very elaborate sets. For Broadway, they went for a much more minimalistic look, which unfortunately led to quite a few criticisms from the audiences and critics. The show has been doing very, very well at the box office because it's been attracting families who are familiar with the story. And the score is actually quite witty. They've incorporated more songs from the movie, as well as the numbers by Shaiman and Whitman. And as Willy Wonka himself, they have cast two-time Tony winner Christian Borle. So from the Broadway cast recording of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we're going to hear Christian Borle singing The Candyman. Then Jake Ryan Flynn as Charlie Bucket, along with Christian Borle and the cast, will sing Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka. Then Kathy Fitzgerald and F. Michael Haney will sing More of Him to Love. And Christian Borle will then sing It Must Be Believed to Be Seen, all on the Broadway radio show.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two, the Candyman? Oh, the Candyman can. Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. My name is Willy Wonka. I make chocolate. Quite simply, the greatest invention in the entire history of the world. Whoever could there be who doesn't love the tooth-tickling, tongue-tastical taste of a sweet bar of soft milk chocolate? Except dogs, of course. It's poisonous to dogs. But apart from dogs... There comes a time in every chocolatier's life, when the chocolate he makes turns dark, and bitter. And that's when he knows it's time to lay down his spoon, to hand it over to someone else, someone new. The only question is, who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie? I need to find a new... Me, a candy man. But who can catch a candy man? Oh, a candy man can. Yes, a candy man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. I have to go back out into the world. The world. I haven't been out there in a very, very long time. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go! The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes.
Who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow? In a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream.
The Candyman,
the Candyman, oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the world tastes good, 'cause the Candyman thinks it.
Grandpa Joe says Willy Wonka's the greatest chocolatier who ever lived.
So, what happened to him?
You run a candy shop. Do you really not know any of this? How can a man who sells chocolate not know all the history? I don't understand. How can a man who sells chocolate not know of the mystery I hold in my hand? Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka made sweets most delicious. Treats. Willy Wonka was the best of the best. If the subject is Wonka, it's true. I'm obsessed.
Well, what does he look like?
Now now, he must be like 1,000 years old. He probably has a hump. But my Grandpa Joe sings of treats beyond words, desired by old and by young. Like eggs made of chocolate that turned into birds who perched and sang tunes on your tongue.
Willy Wonka! Willy Wonka!
Willy Wonka was known from Brazil to Cologne.
Willy Wonka!
Lived his life to create, and if I could afford him, I'd be overweight.
What happened next?
He died.
What?
Commercially, he died.
Well, that's hardly the same thing.
You see, Wonka found out that to his sad surprise, the workers he cherished turned out to be spies. They copied his recipes, spoiled his art. They sold all his secrets, and worse, they broke his heart. Willy Wonka turned his back on the world. He shut up shop and he locked his factory. They say he hates all humanity.
Nobody thinks to knock? Maybe give the guy a call?
Well, it's a factory with no workers, but somehow he still makes chocolate. How does he do it? Nobody ever goes in and nobody ever goes out. It's one of the great mysteries of the chocolate-making world.
Well, who cares how the stuff's made as long as kids buy it?
Oh, no. Only old people buy his chocolate now.
What?
Wonka's old-fashioned. He's out of date. He's not even advertised on TV.
Huh. Imagine.
And so it's been decades, and Wonka's grown old like I told you. It's like he was dead. Then I saw this shop, and then lo and behold, the explosion you heard was my head.
Willy Wonka! Willy Wonka!
Oh, the joy since I've learned. His chocolate's returned. Now I'm wishing on my dad's lucky star to someday be able to buy one bar.
Oh, when I was just a girl, I used to dream of a mate who would bring me lots of sweets and put some sausage on my plate. Mr. Gloop was quite a meal, but now he seems just like a crumb, 'cause it turns out the dessert was yet to come. So we were wed, and in my magen something big began to bloom, and my liver and my kidney had to vacate to make room. Then the blessed day arrived, and out he rode so round and sweet, and the first one said he added were,
"Let's eat!"
So me strudel, he canoodled, how he loved my pretzel pie. He ate the whole kit and caboodle, and grew wide as well as high. Sure, his size is rather shocking, he's what I've been drumming up, 'cause there's more of him to love. Go ahead, Gooses, don't be shy, spill your guts!
Like my mother and my father, I enjoy a healthy meal. Yes, my outside's soft and flabby, but my inside's made of steel. We raise piggies in the backyard, then I eat them limb from limb.
We won't leave our dog since all alone with him.
So this morning I was eating when such hunger did attack, and 50 Wonka bars were waiting for a nice meat breakfast snack. But the taste was kind of different, like a whopper 3 days old. So I spit it out, and so I had struck gold. Now I'm the perfect Diggyville, for on chocolate I did teeth. I'm excited but keep eating, 'cause I
only stop to breathe.
And a lifetime full of chocolates I got soon hike from above, and there'll be more of me to love.
Let's yodel!
Ole, ole, ole.
I'm afraid that I might fall, for my eyes and knees have grown frail behind this wall. Let me come to you, though it appears I've lost my pep. But as this ancient relic read in the Tao of Jing, it said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with
just one step.
Beyond the store's a factory, the gat from just a bean. Beyond this door, surprise is in store, but it must be believed to be seen. Beyond this door's invention, where mind meets with machine. Beyond these gates, astonishment waits, but it must be believed to be seen. No magic spells, no potions, or swear leger domain. My kingdom's created from notions, all swirling inside of my brain. Beyond this door's a banquet of Wonka-made cuisine. A lucky few will get to pass through, but it must be believed to be seen. Beyond this door is music. Come dance betwixt and between. Beyond this waltz is a world without faults, but it must be believed to be seen. Beyond this door's a puzzle. You'll find out what I mean. Beyond this gate is a world I create, but it must be believed to be seen. Despite the man seen at these doors, my childhood home was bland like yours. But I knew how to look to find a world that wasn't colorblind. Let's hope that you're a bit like me as you walk through my factory. For in the end, there's quite a prize if you can see with more than eyes. Your life's about to change now. Now, imagine the wonders you'll find. Beyond this door is chocolate, so tasty, it's obscene. So follow me, and I guarantee that this world I've conceived, all I've achieved, must be believed. Do come in!
We just heard from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which had been made into two different movies previously. And our next new musical also has been made into two previous movies. It was made into a film in the 1950s called Anastasia, of course, starring Ingrid Bergman, for which she won an Academy Award as Best Actress. It then was made into an animated film, which had a score by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. And it's these two movies are the basis for the brand new Broadway musical of Anastasia. It has a book by Terrence McNally and a lot more new songs by Ahrens and Flaherty over and above the ones that they wrote for the animated movie. It's got a terrific cast. It's gotten okay reviews, and it's been doing very, very well at the box office. It seems to be turning maybe into the newest Wicked for young teenage girls seem to be in love with this show. So from Anastasia, let's hear four selections right now. We're going to hear Anya, Anastasia herself, Christy Altemare, singing In My Dreams. Then we'll hear Ramin Karimloo singing The Neva Flows. Derek Klena, who's the leading man in this musical, sings My St. Petersburg. And the always terrifically talented Australian actress, Caroline O'Connor, and the cast will sing Land of Yesterday, all from the brand new Broadway cast recording of Anastasia.
said I was found by the side of a road. There were tracks all around. It had recently snowed. In the darkness and cold, with the wind in the trees, a girl with no name and no memories but these. Rain against a window, sheets upon a bed, terrifying nurses whispering overhead. Call the child Anya, give the child a hat. I don't know a thing before that. Traveling the back roads, sleeping in the wood, taking what I needed, working when I could, keeping up my courage, foolish as it seems, at night all alone in my dreams. To know who you are, to have lived in the shadows and traveled this far. I've seen flashes of fire, heard the echo of screams, but I still have this faith in the truth of my dreams.
Be careful of these rumors that prevail. Be very careful what you say. I was a boy who lived the truth behind the tale, and no one got away. I saw the children as the soldiers closed the gate, the youngest daughter and her pride. My father leaving on the night they met their fate, his pistol by his side. The Neva flows, a new wind blows, and soon it will be spring. The leaves unfold, the Tsar lies cold, a revolution is a simple thing. I heard the shots. I heard the screams. But it's the silence after I remember most. The world stopped breathing, and I was no longer a boy. My father shook his head and told me not to ask. My mother said he died of shame, but I believe he did a proud and vital task. And in my father's name, the Neva flows, a new wind blows, and soon it will be spring. The leaves unfold, the sun lies cold. Could I have pulled the trigger if I'd been told? Careful what a dream may bring. A revolution is a simple thing.
On the sly, in the gutters and the streets of Petersburg. Just a kid on the fly, getting good at getting by in Petersburg. I've bartered for a blanket, stolen for my bread, learned to take my chances and use my head. A Russian rat is clever, clever, or he ends up dead. Boils down to there are some who survive, some who don't, some give up, some give in. Me, I won't, black and blue, welcome to my Petersburg. Standing here you can see, from the spires to the piers of Petersburg, I'd be down on that quay, selling stolen souvenirs of Petersburg. The palaces above and alleyways below. Funny when a city is all you know how. Even when you hate it, something in you loves it so. That's where I learned my stuff, in some rough company. There's the boy growing up who was me. All I've been, all I'll be. See what's ahead. Nothing here to hold me, no one that I owe. Funny how a boy can grow. Funny how a city tells you when it's time to go. Boils down to there are some who have walls yet to climb. You and I on the fly just in time. But tonight there's a sky and quite a view. Welcome to my Petersburg.
Once I had a palace, here merely a flat. I fled with some diamonds and that was that.
Very tragic.
Once ladies in waiting, all bending a knee. Now only one lady in waiting, me.
No fanfare,
no sick dances,
and no coaches,
and we sold our brooches.
No afternoon car came to the bazaar.
No caviar, but I say we're not dead now.
We're not dead now, we're in France instead now.
And Russians are mad, so let's live in the land of yesterday. Live in the grand imperial heyday. Let's live in the land of yesterday, Russia.
Russia.
Let's put on the fancy clothes and let's file our woes away.
In Russia, land of yesterday.
In dire circumstances, why wallow in regret? Life is a leaky sieve. Pass me a glass and
mountains on my soul. Let's live in the land of yesterday, live in the grand imperial heyday. Let's live in the land of yesterday, Russia!
Russia!
Let's brush off the days of old and let's hold.
I hope you enjoyed part two of our 2016-2017 Broadway season wrap-up. We heard from six brand new cast recordings. I'm going to run through them real quick for you. Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. Amelie, War Paint. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Anastasia. If you liked any of the selections you heard, I really recommend that you get out there and purchase the CDs, either as a download or a physical CD from Amazon or iTunes or any of the other places that you like to buy your cast recordings, because we have to support cast recordings. I encourage you to buy them. Anyway, join me again real soon for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show. Remember, there is an email link here on the website where you can send me your comments, suggestions, or questions. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter. It is BWAY_radio_show. And look for us on Twitter and you can follow us. Anyway, come back real soon for some more great music.